603 for your light truck, SUV, and CUV delivers a dominating off-road performance and a quietly civilized ride on the road. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR.
News and conversation. KFAR 660 AM Fairbanks. K248DK 97.5 FM Fairbanks. The heartbeat of Alaska.
I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That message from Jewish college students holding a news conference on Capitol Hill about the response to anti-Semitism on some campuses.
Being a Jew at NYU has meant being physically assaulted in NYU's library by a fellow student while I was wearing an American Israeli flag, and having my attacker still roam freely.
This as several college presidents defend their response at a House hearing.
We are combating this hate on our campus with both immediate and comprehensive action. I have condemned anti-Semitism publicly, regularly, and in the strongest possible terms.
The University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill, alongside the president of MIT and Harvard President Claudine Gay, who emphasized security measures but also free speech rights, declining to specify which speech during pro-Palestinian protests might cross a line to a punishable conduct. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Gaza must be demilitarized after war and that the Israeli military will control security, raising questions about how long that could last. IDF spokesman Major Daron Spielman just telling Fox News.
The issue is we cannot leave our civilians exposed. Again, Hamas, it's not, they haven't changed their ways. They're continually saying that October 7th was just a rehearsal and they're going to carry it out again and again and again.
He says the world must understand it's not just an Israel problem and that terrorists cannot be in control of Gaza. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling a Senate hearing.
I've never seen a time where all the threats, or so many of the threats, are all elevated all at exactly the same time.
He's making the case for reauthorizing a surveillance tool that's drawn constitutional concerns. An expected video address from Ukraine's president to U.S. lawmakers apparently not happening after all due to a last-minute issue. He was planning to appeal for more U.S. aid. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design and more people kept ordering from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who risk their lives for our communities and our country. Heroes like United States Marine Corps Captain and Pilot John Jeremy Sachs. He sustained fatal injuries when his military aircraft crashed during training. Tunnel to Towers provided his wife and two daughters with a mortgage-free home. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org.
House Republicans could vote next week on a formal impeachment inquiry of President Biden as they investigate whether he benefited from or was influenced by his son's overseas business dealings.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the vote is not political for moderates who may be hesitant, saying it's a legal and constitutional decision. Swing District Nebraska Republican Don Bacon says an inquiry will force the White House to cooperate.
When you have two subpoenas not being fulfilled because they're saying we don't have a formal inquiry, it means we've got to have an inquiry.
The White House says in a memo the investigation is, quote, all politics and no evidence. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The CEOs of the 8 largest banks in the U.S. are due before the Senate Banking Committee tomorrow, including executives from Citigroup and J.P. Morgan. In prepared testimony, they plan to warn lawmakers that proposed new rules on capital and risk will impact the amount banks lend and hurt the broader economy. A California influencer is jailed after crashing a plane for views.
Trevor Jacob, a YouTuber and pilot who deliberately crashed a prop plane in a Santa Barbara County forest sharing video online, has been sentenced to 6 months in prison.
Get me out of this.
The 30-year-old former snowboarding Olympian pleading guilty to destruction and concealment with intent to obstruct a federal investigation. Federal prosecutors say in 2021, he put cameras on the aircraft, recording himself parachuting out of it as part of a clip to promote a wallet brand, adding he lied to investigators about knowing where the crash site was, deliberately destroying the wreckage. In a statement, Jacob says he is sincerely sorry, adding this was a massive learning experience.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. An hour to the close on Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow's down about 78 points, but the Nasdaq still higher. Oil prices dipping under $73 a barrel. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Alaska is new every season. Fall and winter bring new sporting opportunities for grouse, ptarmigan, and other small game hunting. Predator calling and trapping, snowshoeing, and winter camping. Gear up for success at Frontier Outfitters for traps, snares, and calls, guns, and ammunition. You'll stay warm and dry with the right clothing and rest easy with tents, sleeping bags, and camp necessities. Just downstairs, you'll find ATV and snow machine accessories and Sentry Hardware. For every season, there's Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
At Batteries Plus, they want to know, what moves you? Is it an SUV, a motorcycle, a golf cart? Whatever moves you drives them. Stop in or shop online at batteriesplus.com.
The following interviews and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Jomo Stewart, and yes, we are here. It's Tuesday, December 5th, right about 11 a.m., and we are here for Problem Corner. So yes, again, my name is Jomo Stewart, and I am sitting in for Mr. Mayor Dave Prues. I got to be his guest last Monday, and he went ahead and wrote me in to fill time for him while he is traveling, probably to AML. So yes, we're here for Problem Corner, and those of you may know, I'm the president and CEO of the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, and so I thought I might take the opportunity to go ahead and introduce myself, but also introduce my staff, as well as let everybody kind of know some of the things we do over at Fairbanks Economic Development, because so much of so many of the questions I get are, well, you know, what do you do and what do you people do over there? And of course, we have those conversations very regularly with, say, the city councils, the assembly, the mayors, but we don't get to get out into the public to share our story as often as we might like. So, as always, again, we're here on Problem Corner. We do have the chat line open, and if anyone would like to call in, of course, that is 907-458-TALK or 907-458-8255. All right, and I guess we'll get this show on the road. So, yes, the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, just for those of you who are unfamiliar, pretty much every community of any size will have what's called an EDO, an Economic Development Organization, that's kind of there to look out for the economy, look at the major industries and businesses, to protect those industries, to help them advance, but also to try to help the economy diversify. And on the smaller individual level, to help businesses be successful. be that with things like expansion or growth, or if you're just a John Q. citizen, Jane Q. citizen, entrepreneur, thinking about starting a business, helping you connect with the education and resources you need to successfully start that business. So right here at the top, I would like to go ahead and introduce my first project manager. This is Miss Killian Corafelt. She's been with FBDC how long now?
About a year.
Mm-hmm. And was brought on initially as our primarily agriculture project manager. But like everything over at FEDC, you have a major portfolio, but then plus, plus, plus. So if you wouldn't mind, or if you'd like to, Cora, introduce yourself to the gang.
Hi, I'm Killian Felt, or Cora Felt is your family, but I prefer Killian. Yeah, like you said, he got roped into this, and then I got roped in by him. So I run the agriculture side of things. I run a lot of our small business programs, as well as our forestry. And I'm currently kind of on task for doing broadband stuff. So
I worked in the legislature for a long time, and you would be hired to do a certain job, but the contract always said other duties as assigned.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's just every job. But, major projects I do a lot, I think we call the Small Business Accelerator, the Alaska Interior Business Accelerator, or IBA for short. We just kind of run two core cohorts. It's just kind of a big, it's a good way, it's an 8-week course for local small businesses to kind of get skills that they, if they're not from a business background already, to just kind of acquire those skills that they wouldn't have already. So we talk a lot about like business model canvassing, small business accounting, team leadership, forms of business ownership. That's kind of a big one that it seems like a lot of smaller businesses don't actually know that there's a difference between how you set up your business entity and how you file for your taxes. And then, you know, marketing and just ways to find funding. There's a lot of folks that go into it. We have like our whole planning team. We got the now retired Russ Talvey, Peter Webley, Evelyn Hakome, Kate Hazard. And then we have a lot of small business owners in the interior, in Fairbanks specifically, who kind of donate their time to come and teach these classes to these local small business owners and aspiring business owners.
Well, I think an example of that would be, I'd say, Robinson and Ward accounting.
Yeah, Robinson and Ward. Kelly Ward, she came in, she taught one of the accounting classes. The first year we ran it, I believe, was last cohort. So, and it seemed like it was a pretty big hit amongst the accelerants.
Right on. Well, honestly, I mean, I was going to play a little bit of a getting to know you at the front of it.
But oh.
You jumped right into it. You jumped right into it. So who are the some of the partners that help help FEDC put on this business accelerator? You actually gave their names, but not necessarily their organizations.
Oh, so the organizations themselves, we work with the Small Business Development Center. They actually just moved downstairs from us. We have the UAF Center ICE. I just caught them on KSKA, I believe, talking about business funding, I believe that they were talking about, Mark's Billingley. So Alaska Center ICE, and those are the two big ones. We also do work with the CTC Center. They provide us a room to actually host the event, so we don't have to go and find space that would drive up the cost of the accelerator quite significantly, so we can keep it under $100 for each participant for all 8 weeks. So those are kind of the big major three ones, and then we have Kelly Ward with Robinson Ward, Mamie Brown with Mamie Brown Law LLC. We also do have Ike Mueller with Roaming Root. She will occasionally come in and teach a leadership class, as well as I believe Jeff Welch is his name, with Dateline Printing. And those are some of the big names. We also
Are big names. That's a good crew.
It is a very good group. We also have Clark Bigham, I believe.
Behag
with Northrum Bank.
And formerly with the Small Business Administration.
Yes.
So he's a really good bridge as far as an information base.
Yes.
That's neat. So how long has the accelerator been in operation?
Accelerator's been in operation 2 years, four cohorts. My predecessor, Evan Wilkins, he ran the first two, and I kind of took it over after him. And I've been running the second, this year's cohorts, so 2023's cohorts. And I'll be going forward with the 2024 cohorts.
So when we say cohorts, what exactly do we mean?
Basically, it's just kind of...
Or two cohorts.
So
it's a spring and a fall, essentially.
Yeah, spring and fall cohort. So it's basically, the cohorts is basically the name of the group of businesses that join us. It ranges from anywhere between like 15 to 10, just kind of in that range now that, and we're hoping to get even more, hope to go bigger and better. Basically, as many as we can fill in that space who want to join in.
And you mentioned CTC. That's UAF's downtown campus building.
Yeah, that's UAF's downtown downtown building off of, I think it's Lathrop?
Mm-hmm.
Barnett.
Barnett.
I should know. I went to Barnett. But yeah, so it's along that building. So it's downtown. Thankfully, they have a parking lot, so it's not, you know, the crazy downtown parking for that.
Oh, that's good.
Yep, and we run it at 5 p.m., so it's meant to be we try to run it around, basically, to a degree, the school schedule, so the school district schedule, and then we try to do it later in the day after 5 p.m. so that people who work during the day haven't been able to go full-blown with their business can attend later in the day. So, you know, if you work a 9 to 5, get off at 5, we'll have a spot for you, basically, so you don't have to kind of finagle that. And we try to do our best to try to look at when the school district is, like, out for the spring so that we can try to be like, okay, you don't have to go like find stuff for your kids after work to go do, or if you know, single mother or like single father, or just, you know, your partner works later, that kind of deal. Just trying to schedule it around folks, because a lot of our accelerants are people with children, just kind of that age demographic of like 30 to 50.
Okay, so again, this is really about helping, again, a small business owner or really a person who's thinking about starting a small business start successfully a small business by getting the nuts and bolts information they need.
Essentially, yeah. So if you don't have previous business experience per se, it's kind of trying to get that engaged.
All right. Well, that's a good start. Well, we've actually got another guest who's popped in with us. This would be Mrs. Lisa Slava. She's actually our military project manager here at FEDC. But I think we might actually be coming up on time for a break. Okay, so we'll go ahead and take our first break, and we'll be right back. Again, we are here at Problem Corner. I'm your guest host, filling in for Mayor Pruse, and it's the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation crew. We'll see you in just a second.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This week's 50-50 Friday is Northern Power Sports, where great gifts for all ages can be found, with snow machines starting from 120s and 200s for youngsters to sleds for the big kids, with top-of-the-line riding gear from Clement 509 Gear. This week, pick up a $100 gift card for just $50. Items in stock right now for the youngsters. Strider bikes to help build their confidence and balance skills. For the bit more advanced, Stacy Electric Bikes, the original kids' balance e-bike. How about a one-wheel? What better than a gift that keeps giving from Northern Power Sports on Van Horn Road?
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
Tis the season for the holidays. Hang the decor, bake the food, it's time to celebrate. Happy holidays and have a prosperous new year from everyone at The Gas Line.
Hello, Fairbanks. This is Mayor David Pruse, and I'd like to remind everyone that the best of all gifts around any Christmas tree is the presence of a happy family all wrapped up in each other. I want to wish everyone joy, warmth, and a festive cheer this holiday season.
Be prepared for the next winter power outage with your Honda generator from The Woodway. Keep your lights on as you back up your home's boiler and freezer. Honda generators are so dependable, so quiet, not to mention easy to use. Overcome winter's unpredictability with Honda generator dependability. Stop into The Woodway on College Road. Choose the Honda generator that's right for you and your household. The Woodway is your premier Honda servicing dealership. Power through winter the Alaskan way, the right way, The Woodway.
KFAR weather.
Highs around 2 below today under overcast skies with snow showers likely. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tonight. Lows around 6 below. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow. Chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 2 above. About an inch of snow today through tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
All right, well, we're back on the air, and I guess I should say this. I would like to go ahead and thank all of the listening public for being so gracious as I try to learn how to actually operate all of these buttons and dials. It's very much appreciated. So we are here, again, this is Joe Mo Stewart. We're here on Problem Corner. I'm the president and CEO of the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, and I'm here with Ms. Killian Felt. We'll have another guest here in just a moment. But when we left off, we were discussing the Alaska Business Accelerator. And so maybe just a few more words on that.
Yeah, so I'll quickly wrap up the accelerator talk. But yeah, so basically, it's just an eight-week course. We try to do our best to keep it under $100. Currently, it's sitting at $75 for all 8 weeks, just to try to, you know, keep it budget-friendly to businesses starting out and folks. And we do also occasionally have sponsorships available to businesses that cannot afford that $75. Yeah, so we try to cater to most businesses. It's very across-the-board, kind of generic, just useful information to every kind of business. So we've had, like, recently we just had a midwife come through. We've had, you know, marketing teams. We've had like research groups, like people looking to build housing kind of deal. And so we just tried to cater to every business that we can think of.
Well, and I remember being a judge when one of the accelerants was she was a teenager, actually. She was an adolescent. She was trying to start it, or was starting a small business selling handmade jewelry at the local bazaars.
Yep.
So a very diverse group. But again, this is the nuts and bolts that really, again, would be helpful to anyone who's thinking about starting a business. You know, things like you're going to need to keep books, you're going to need to file with the state, you know, to actually establish your business, things of that nature.
Yep. Essentially.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll play a little getting to know you here in a minute. But so also with us as a guest, we have Mrs. Lisa Slaba. Ms. Lisa Slaba is the military project manager over at FEDC. And like Ms. Felt, you've been with FEDC?
Right at a year, actually. I just celebrated my one-year anniversary on the 28th. It's been a wild ride.
Now, you're actually a military spouse.
Yeah, so we've lived in Fairbanks area for 2 years, just over 2 years now. And we overall enjoy it. We've got two little kids, almost 5 and an almost 3-year-old. And the cold is great.
You like the cold?
No. but we really like Fairbanks. It's been good for us. It's been good for our family. You know, I've been able to make some great connections and meet some great people in our community that have helped me personally, helped me professionally. Just be a better citizen while living here in Alaska.
You know, we kind of pride ourselves here in Fairbanks of being a very military-friendly town.
Mm-hmm.
But would you say that, you know, again, we think we are, but you're on the receiving end of that. So would you say that we actually do a pretty good job of it?
I would say I'm biased. And I say that because I kind of have front row seat. You know, I get to sit in some meetings and in some rooms that a military spouse who is just living in the community wouldn't normally get to be involved in. So I feel like I get a little more intricate, a little more in-depth, welcoming feeling in comparison because I'm kind of in the weeds versus a military spouse who's just living and breathing and shopping or recreating or whatever. But I will say, just from my observations, military seem to really enjoy the welcoming community of, like, yes, there's great people here, there's things for us to do. I mean, you're also going to have the negative where people are going to be like, there's nothing to do here. But I mean, I get it. It gets dark a lot through the winter. It gets very cold. So some people really just don't want to leave. They really miss that sunshine. So it makes it a little harder to get out. And when you're in a new place that you've never experienced 24-hour darkness or close to, it can be a little daunting when you've maybe coming from Florida and it's bright and sunny and shorts all year and you're like, oh, I need a parka. So that can be a lot sometimes, but overall, like I said, I think I'm biased, but everyone I've met has always been welcoming at any point in time.
Well, okay. So as a military spouse, again, you stand on both sides of that line.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, personally, being a military spouse, but also being someone who, as part of their job, that is a major component of your job over at FPDC, mm-hmm. isn't it? That military spousal support, the military-civilian integration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, with my position, I've actually been able to do some neat things. I was able to put together a resource fair that I specifically got the resources together for them to network. So we're talking things like the Cohen Clinic, the Wounded Warrior Project, UAF, the Vet Center, you know, all these different entities who you would think all know each other, but turnover happens. People come, people go, new people take positions or whatever. And so it was a great opportunity even for our entities on base to learn about entities off base, but then entities off base to learn of who the new people are on base.
Oh, and so, and all of that was about, again, those entities.
Mm-hmm, who are specific resources to our military and veteran community.
To our military and veteran community.
Yeah, and so then to follow up from that so that we could meet people who want to use these resources, we hosted a resource and job fair for our military and veteran community, spouses, dependents, you know, anybody who's connected to the military, whatever that looks like, to be able to come in and talk to these people. We had like 14 jobs offered on the spot, which was great. That's a huge thing in my opinion, especially when you're talking workforce development, you're talking of opportunities available in Fairbanks, all of that. So that was a huge deal for us to have, for the resources to meet each other, but then our resources to actually meet people who want to utilize them.
And you're the point person for the state's, what is it, the Military Spousal Professional Network?
Oh, yeah. So the Military Spouse Professional Network, it's a program through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation, Military Spouse Programs. It's a whole mouthful, let me tell you. But we have over like 68 networks across the globe. So, you know, there's a network in Guam. There's networks over in the United Kingdom. There's networks all over the United States. And so I actually opened the first network here in Alaska. And so it covers Fairbanks and Anchorage, but the entire state as a whole. You know, we've got Fort Greeley, we've got Jay-Bear, we've got Kodiak, you know, all those things. And it covers any spouse from across the state who wants to be involved. So if they're wanting to connect professionally, they're wanting to maybe find employment, whatever that might be, this gives them a place to have that safe zone to complain, to be excited, to be frustrated, whatever that case might be. But to be with a group of individuals who understand the struggles of a military spouse trying to find employment as they move to a new place. And it kind of gives them an immediate connection point. As they get here, they're like, hey, I'm looking for a job. Who do I talk to? And I'm like, hey, me. You can talk to me. So, yeah.
That's a really nice marriage. Again, the peer-to-peer. Yeah. Again, so folks don't feel so alone. But then mm-hmm. also, again, being able to, you know, you have the connections to help link people up with the resources that are there mm-hmm. to support them, as well as you also work on just a higher level employment. Like I know at FPDC we've worked for some years relative to licensure
mm-hmm.
recognition.
Yeah.
Now, often couched under military spouse or professional licensure imported, but that kind of cuts across all job classifications, civilian or military.
Yeah, and I would say it kind of cuts more across the military population just because we are a transient population through and through. So we are moving more than our civilian counterparts. So being able to have that reciprocity and recognition is helpful because we don't get to determine where we move, whereas our civilian counterparts are saying, oh, I want to move here. And they just pick it, where we're like, where are the DOD God's going to send us this time. Like, and they say, oh, you're going to Fairbanks, Alaska. And you go, where is that? So it can be a daunting, and you want to find whatever, you want to get rid of those barriers as much as you can to make your workforce able to work and able to provide not only for their family, but be able to have that purchasing ability within your community.
And so, yeah, just for the record, if you hear the door opening and closing, I do. My good buddy Johan is here helping me out, partially acting as chaperone.
I feel like we need to chant for Johan. Johan, Johan.
All right, well, we're moving into our bumper break, and so we'll be back for just another minute.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The House Committee on Education and Workforce discussing anti-Semitism on college campuses. Massachusetts Institute of Technology President Dr. Sally Kornbluth says anti-Semitism is getting out of hand, needs to be controlled.
Anti-Semitism is real, and it is rising in the world. We cannot let it poison our community.
Also in Washington, Congress at a standstill over spending. Some in the GOP refusing to pass aid for Ukraine unless border security is included. Texas Congressman Jody Arrington on the Fox Business Network.
The number one job is to keep the American people safe, and they're not safe. And it's not because of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. It's because of the invasion of the United States enabled by terrorist drug cartels.
Some Democrats signaling they are open to enhance border security and U.S. immigration law updates. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports that Alaska Airlines announced Sunday that it will be acquiring Hawaiian Airlines in a merger agreement, according to company officials. The largest airline company in the state and the fifth largest in the country, Alaska Airlines said in a press release that the $1.9 billion acquisition of Hawaii's largest airline will expand the combined fleet to 365 planes and will offer 138 destinations for flyers, as well as nonstop service to 29 international cities across Asia, Australia, the South Pacific, and North America. The airline said it will continue to offer flights between the Hawaiian Islands as the original Hawaiian Airlines did for years. The company also said the Hawaiian Airlines insignia will remain on all planes after the merger. In an approval process that is expected to take 12 to 18 months, Alaska Airlines said Honolulu will become a key hub for travelers with the merger and will add new flights to Asian and Pacific destinations.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Trust is a precious commodity. A septic tank, for instance, me, knows this. My family knows this. I taught them this. Now they trust Bigfoot Pumping and Thawn to pump me out. I need but one thing, and I have my limits. Winter's coming, holidays, company. Don't want me messing up your entertainment plans? Trust me. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawn just once a year is your best choice.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off Chena Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331 or online at MidnightSunATVTours.com.
Did you miss your favorite local show on KFAR Radio? Just log on to our website, kfarradio.com, and click the Archives tab to find all past episodes of shows like Problem Corner, Health Talk, Fairbanks Foodies, Alaska Realty Today, Shooter's Corner, and the Compos Outdoor Show. Hours of entertaining, informative, local programs produced exclusively for KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Online at kfarradio.com. We are KFAR, the heartbeats of Alaska.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. Part-time service also provides education benefits so you can complete the education you need to reach your career goals. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at nationalguard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard, aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Problems. Here we are. So, yes, we're back. Again, we are here with Problem Corner. If you'd like to call in, the phone lines are hot and being monitored. The number would be 907-458-TALK or, again, 907-458-TALK. 458-8255. And so if you have any questions regarding economic development, certainly your economic development corporation, or you know, we might even be able to field some questions just relative to the economy generally, you can go ahead and lob them out there and we'll take our best crack. Certainly that's what we do for you every single day. All right. So we covered we talked a little bit about military and, again, military spouses and, again, civilian-military integration here in the community. Mm-hmm. We started, though, at the top of the hour relative to small businesses and actually FEDC's work with, there's Ms. Killian, with the Accelerator. So the Accelerator is to help a small business get started. But what do we do over at FEDC? Well, actually, I already know, but I didn't know if you wanted to maybe talk a little bit about how we support small businesses once they've been established.
Setting up the segue, I see. but yeah, so over here, once you have a business established, you're kind of making sales. We run a program called the Small Business Spotlight. So every Friday, give or take, we try to highlight a local business within the interior. So it's just kind of, we get a little bit of information from them. If they want to give us, like, you know, a whole story, we can post that. Or we just get, you know, the basic hours. We get consent from them to, you know, post about their business online. We get some photos from the business, or we will go in and take them ourselves. Either or works for us. And then we just kind of highlight the business on Facebook. We just put it out to our audience. And then, you know, what comes of that, you know?
Yeah, you can actually find that information at Fairbanks First on Facebook, Instagram, and then you can actually visit our website, investfairbanks.com/Fairbanks First, and you can see where we post those weekly spotlights and scroll through the Fairbanks First page. There's lots of great small businesses that we've highlighted in the past, and if you're looking for something specific, it's probably on that page.
Or again, if you're looking for, if you would like to support a local, truly mm-hmm. locally owned small business,
yeah,
try to act as that resource. Now, is there any cost to any of the small businesses for this kind of promotion?
No, so there's no cost to the business for the promotion. We do it free. It's basically just you get in contact with us or we try to reach out to you, and it's just kind of a collaboration between the two of us.
All right. And how do we identify those businesses? I mean, some of it is what? Some of it's reach outs, but some of it's just folks cruising around town?
Yeah, so it's either we get connected via a third party, just, you know, like, hey, I went to this business, and I'm like, oh, okay, I should go look at them, talk to them, see if they're, you know, appropriate to spotlight, that kind of deal. So either connections or, you know, sometimes we find people through Facebook, just scrolling, trying to look for a business to spotlight. Oh, hey, there's one that's good. We highlight them. So yeah, it's just, sometimes it is just driving around looking for a good business to find.
Yeah. Sometimes it's even just conversation in the office. There was a business I wanted to specifically spotlight that was, it's a military spouse ran business. And she specifically wants to get people out in the weather, you know, whether it be cold, whether it be hot, whatever the case is, get them out in the outdoors. And I was like, we should spotlight this. This is not just a military focus thing. Anyone across Fairbanks can get in on this. And so, you know, Killian and I mean, we talk all the time through the wall. But we, you know, I was like, hey, we got this great business. I think we should highlight it. And she's like, cool, I need one. So works out well sometimes.
Right on. Now, historically, the capstone event for that small business spotlight and the small business support was the Moose on the Loose, which historically happened, used to culminate on Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, right after Thanksgiving.
Right after Thanksgiving. But, you know, since last year, that's actually, you know, it's been rolled into something else. You guys want to talk about that?
Yeah. So it's we've rolled it into the Winter Solstice Festival, which is essentially a week-long and also single-day event, December 16th. So the Winter Solstice Festival, it's going to be a bunch of events on the 16th with a few happening throughout the week. So we'll have the Winter Lights Walk, which is December 10th to the 16th. On the 16th, you'll be able to go in and vote on which tree you believe was decorated the best by a local entity that sponsored a tree to go, you know, decorate it.
And that's actually a charity fundraiser.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is a charity fundraiser. So the winning tree, they will be able to donate the revenue from that tree event to the cause of their choice. There's also going to be reindeer photos sponsored by Explore Fairbanks. The reindeer's going to be going around the downtown area. You can go snag a photo with them. There's also going to be a hot chocolate warming booth sponsored by Riley Bodyfeld. So you can go and get some chocolate, hot chocolate. There's also going to be the Holiday Bazaar at Morris Thompson Center the 15th and 16th, so you can go buy some goodies over there.
Yeah, that bazaar is super neat. It's all handmade artisans, so you can if you're looking for a native handmade artisan craft that you want to purchase for somebody, or you just want a handmade craft, there's going to be different vendors of different
artisans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's pretty nice actually. Mm-hmm. Come downtown. You know, take the tree walk, check out the trees, get a nice cup of hot cocoa to warm the bones, go to the bazaar, and there you can vote on, again, which you believe is your favorite decorated tree.
Yeah, and then there's also going to be, throughout the entire day of the 16th, it's going to be Moose on the Loose, which is sponsored by Doyle Unlimited. And so it's basically just a local business scavenger hunt with over 30 potential prizes to win. And a grand prize of about $150 to spend in store at the Great Alaska Bowl Company. Yep. So this year we're doing selected pickup locations within kind of the little areas of the Fairbanks area. So there's going to be the Morris Thompson Center downtown for all the downtown businesses. There's going to be the Toy Quest on College. So we have a bunch of businesses along that College Road. We also have Ascension Rock Club because we're adding Van Horn this year as its own little section. So Ascension Rock Club will be pickup for that area. There's also going to be Great Alaska Bowl Company itself in West Fairbanks, so all the businesses that are grouped into the West Fairbanks area. And there's also going to be a new addition as well, which is the Chena Pump Plaza area. We have a handful of businesses over in that area that have agreed to join, so their pickup location is going to be Roaming Route.
So my recollection is the way this really works on a mechanical basis is, so say I'm a customer, say I'm a scavenger. So I would pick up my passport.
Yep.
Again, upwards of 30 businesses this year are participating.
Yeah, it's great the number of businesses who wanted to participate in Moose on the Loose this year.
Yep.
So they'll have a little moose hidden somewhere in their shop.
Yep.
And you'll take your passport.
Good old Mortimer.
Good old Mortimer Moose. You'll try to find the moose in the shop. And once you've done so, you identify it, and they'll check the box. And hopefully you'll shop while you're there.
Mm-hmm. That's the goal. We want people to be in these local businesses, one, to either learn about them, or two, you know, finish that holiday shopping. You're going to be, 2 weeks before Christmas on the 16th, just about 10 days, 12 days. Get out, do that final shopping, and find that little gym in some random small business across Fairbanks and say, oh, man, this is exactly what I needed for Susie. You know,
and then off to the next shop.
Exactly. Yes.
Certainly, when I did it, so last year I helped organize it personally. So I was running around to these businesses, and even I discovered some really great businesses around town that either I'd never even heard of, or you know I'd heard of them and just had not had a chance to actually go in. And so it was a great way to again just discover, as you said, some gems around the community.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you turn in your passport. Like some of the other things we do at FBDC, there's actually no real direct cost to the participating businesses. except that they're asked to go ahead and donate a prize that can go into a raffle. And so once you've turned in your passport at the end of the day, those things will be collected, tabulated, and then there'll be drawings or prizes from these businesses that participated.
Yeah. So in addition to that, so kind of the big reason you go around to all these businesses is that each business you get a mark from is an additional entry into the prize pool. So, you know, you can go fill out all 32, you got 32 entries. And so the odds are kind of better in your favor the more businesses you hit up. But yeah, so that's kind of just the big one. And there's no entry fee to pay to pick up your passport. You just go ask for a passport, they hand you one. All we ask is that, you know, when you're done for the day, the final business that you go to, you just leave your passports with them after you fill out the information at the bottom, so we can get in contact with you if you win. And yeah, that's kind of it.
Yeah.
And then I guess all of that culminates in the grand finale, the Sparktacular, brought to us by, I believe, Alyeska Pipeline Service
Company. Alyeska Pipeline.
Yep. Alyeska Pipeline is our big title presenting sponsor. The Downtown Association's putting on fireworks like they do every year. And we're actually just in general excited to partner with all these entities. You know, Parks and Rec with the borough, us,
Morris Thompson.
DTA, you know, lots of great entities getting together to bring a great event to the community.
And a really nice mirror of the Midnight Sun Festival every summer. All right, well, that's great. All right, well, I think we're going to move into a slight break, but we'll be back with you and back with FEDC in just a moment. And I see a little light flashing. All right, so we'll be back soon.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The unforgettable Christmas sale is going on now at Sportsman's Warehouse, with savings on everything you need to make this year's Christmas one for the books. We've got deals across the store on top gear for hunting and shooting sports, fishing and camping, and we've got stocking stuffers for the whole family. Plus, save up to 30% off camo for those late season hunts. You'll find something for everyone on your holiday list at Sportsman's Warehouse. So stop by and let us help make your Christmas truly unforgettable.
We mean cars.
That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
Here's Dr. Tony Nima from Fairbanks Urology talking about prostate cancer screening.
If we know that they've got prostate cancer when it first starts, the disease is completely curable. You go, you get it fixed, and you move on with life, and you don't have to think about it again. If we find out later on and it's already spread, then the opportunity for curing the disease is no longer there. So the name of the game when it comes to cancer is finding out as early as possible.
So get screened today at Fairbanks Urology, corner of Cushman and Gaffney, online at fairbanksurology.com.
Tis the season to spread cheer at my favorite place, the Botel. Join them for holiday cocktails and good times with friends and neighbors. It doesn't matter where you live, the Botel is your neighborhood bar this holiday season. Gather around and make memories. Happy holidays from the Botel.
Snow, bright lights, trees, and sweet treats. It's officially the holiday season, and we wish you nothing but happiness and health into the new year. Happy holidays from everyone here at Last Frontier Media Active. You know, the radio station.
KFAR weather.
Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs around 2 below, southerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 6 below. Chance for snow tomorrow, 2 above. About an inch of snow today through tonight. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
All right, and I think we're back. Oh. Uh-oh, I think I might hit the wrong thing.
A little music.
We're good? Okay,
there.
All right. Again, so this is Jomo Stewart filling in for Mayor David Pruse here with the gang for the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation. And thankfully, Mr. Johan, who is...
Johan,
who is helping me learn this board and all these little bells and whistles.
5 to 10 a.m., Wild 94.3 every morning.
There we go. And his Woodway commercials are, in fact, the best. I love those. I do. The right way. The Woodway. All right. So, again, the phone lines are hot. If anybody has any questions, it's 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. We did have a little flashy phone light, but that would happen during the break, and I didn't know what to do with it.
Flashy phone light. So,
sir or madam, we're back live. So if you do want to call back in, I'll try to be quicker on the draw. But again, I guess while we're here, so we just buttoned up.
Speaking of the devil.
I think we've got one. All right, let's give this a shot. Hello, this is KXLR. No, it's not KXLR. We're KFAR. Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, KFAR.
We know what we're on.
Well, my friends work at X-Rock.
You're on, even if you don't. Yeah.
So, hi, sir.
I had a question. Is it too late to get signed up for this thing for a small business?
Which one in particular are you mentioning? The Moose on the Loose or Spotlights?
The Passport.
The Passport? Yes. Yeah, so basically, this is the final day, essentially, to sign up. But yes, you would be able to still join in as of today if you just want to shoot me an email at cfelt@investfairbanks.com. Again, cfelt@investfairbanks.com.
You'll have to give me a phone number, and then I'll call you back and get that when I get my round up my glasses and write it down.
Oh, okay.
No worries, sir.
Well, if you do want to call, the phone number over at Fairbanks Economic Development is 907 452-2185.
Okay, yeah, because we're with Roxy Secondhand, and she has several small businesses in there.
Oh, yeah, that would totally work. We do have its own College Road section, so you guys would fit in right there.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
We'll give a call and get you an email.
Alrighty, awesome.
What kind of information do you need?
Essentially, just for the Moose on the Loose, I just need a business location, your Saturday hours, and a $25 prize to add to the pool that you would like to donate.
And a good contact email.
And a good contact email.
Okay, that'll all come to you.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So I didn't expect to get a final Moose on the Loose participant right now on the air, but it looks like we've got it. And I feel like we have highlighted as one of the small business spotlights Roxy Secondhand before.
I believe I remember seeing them somewhere in the spreadsheet. That was before my time, if it was, but I believe I've seen them. I want to say like a 2021 kind of.
Well, in response to the caller, you can bet that we'll be checking the list. And if Roxy hasn't had a small business spotlight, we'll be seeing to that here in the coming weeks.
Right, yes.
All right. Well, that's great. So, again, the Winter Solstice Fest, again, that's, December? Really, the big day is December 16th, Saturday, mm-hmm. December 16th for the big show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, again, 2 days of bazaar at Morris Thompson Cultural mm-hmm. and Visitor Center. And I would put a plug out for our friends out in North Pole because of the preceding week is when they're having their holiday extravaganza.
Yeah, that's actually this Saturday in North Pole. It's my understanding it's a partnership with the City of North Pole and the North Pole Community Chamber of Commerce. And so they're doing a bazaar and fireworks and lots of fireworks in December, I tell you. It's great.
Now, of course, we'd like everybody to come into to Fairbanks for the Winter Solstice Fest. But we also realize, and you know this quite acutely, Mrs. Slaba, it can be a bit of a drive-in from, say, Salsha or Eielson Air Force Base.
Mm-hmm.
And so just wanted to let folks know that even if you can't make it all the way, there's still some really nice things happening a little closer to home there in North Pole around the holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the big things about FEDC is we care about the entire borough. You know, it's not just the city of Fairbanks. We care about our friends in North Pole and in Salcha. You know, it's the entire borough. You know, Uster Dome and all of that. You know, we want everyone who lives in our community to enjoy their time in our community, whether that be through events or through outdoor activities, whatever the case might be. We want people to live and thrive In Fairbanks
and
as
in
a
the
whole.
Interior region.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I guess one final plug. So, we've got the North Pole has their fireworks Saturday evening. Sunday on the 10th, that's actually when the Fairbanks North Star Borough Parks and Rec starts their tree lighting ceremony for the Winter Lights Walk there in Griffin Park. So if you don't know where Griffin Park is, it's actually on the backside of Morris Thompson, between Morris Thompson and Golden Heart Plaza. So you'll be able to see all the trees. I think we have 13 out there that are being decorated by our tree sponsors who've bought trees to donate money back to a local charity of choice. And so they're going to start that tree lighting, I believe, at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. And they're going to get all those trees lit up and ready to go so that while you're walking through Griffin Park, you can check those out. And then on Saturday the 16th, you can vote either at Morris Thompson or at Yukon Quest Alaska. They're another great partner we have in this to kind of give us bookends. So whether you start in downtown or you start at Morris Thompson, you've got somewhere to vote and walk through the park. And yeah, it'll be great, to be honest. So.
It really was great last year.
Mm-hmm.
You might even see Morty Moose walking around again.
Yeah, good old Mortimer coming out.
Moose. And I will say, just in case, for any business or individual who'd like to support the event, mm-hmm. I believe there are probably still some sponsorship opportunities left.
Oh, yes, we
left.
Do have some sponsorship opportunities. You know, we've got a friend of the festival at $250, and we've got our Big Dipper sponsors at $500, and we'll give you some social media kits so that you can put it out that you're sponsoring this great community event and give you that opportunity to just showcase that you are supporting a big community event for people to get out and experience Fairbanks in another way.
And, of course, the event will be highlighting those sponsors.
Exactly, yep. We'll be highlighting those sponsors, and we kind of had a joke in conversation the other day among a couple of us that we're kind of bummed that the temperatures all of a sudden just went negative. We were like, oh, man, like maybe we'll keep these positive temperatures for a couple more weeks, and then boom, negative. And we were like, ah, so please still come out. We know it's going to be a little chilly. Get that winter gear on and come and hang out in downtown Fairbanks.
And really, it's just getting back to seasonal anyway.
I know. I was trying to have some hope that it was going to stay above zero a little longer.
Back to the roots.
Yeah.
You jinx us all. Everybody get Lisa.
All right.
Well, we are buzzing right through. We've got just a few more minutes left here in this hour. What do you think, ladies? Is there anything else you all would like to talk about just off the top of your head?
I don't have much other than early 2024. I'm kind of hoping for any of the business owners out there listening. I'm hoping to put together a couple of surveys to kind of help, you know, establish needs in the community and identify common problems and potential solutions within the interior and specifically kind of the greater Fairbanks, North Pole areas, workforce development, that kind of jazz, mm-hmm. just figuring out kind of where the businesses are at and what needs to be met to help them get to where they need to go. As well as I would love if it's potential to, you know, try to get a survey of, you know, kind of 18 to 20-year-olds, kind of high school seniors, kind of jazz, see where they're going in life, see where they're trying to move.
My understanding is,
I guess move forward is kind of a better term. I meant to kind of move forward in their future.
Oh, in their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a big demographic of people leaving Alaska. We'd like to, how can we keep them? What is missing?
Mm-hmm. Or just kind of see, you know, are they leaving the state to pursue something to come back in state to, you know, use?
Mm-hmm.
I know when my mom, she moved up here, she wanted to be a vet, but they didn't have a vet program up here when she moved up here, so she went to social work. And so it's kind of like, had she, you know, gone down to the 48, gotten a vet degree, would she have just stayed down there kind of deal?
Well, see, and I wish I'd have gone and gotten my law degree, but mm-hmm. there's no law school here, and I wasn't willing to leave.
Yeah. So it's just kind of figuring out that kind of, you know, what the youth kind of is expecting and is looking to attain moving forward in their futures, you know, kind of figuring out, well, where did you get that idea of how you need to move forward in your life from, and just kind of figuring out, you know, trying to meet the youth where meeting on their level as opposed to kind of an overhead level, you know.
Right. Yeah, and I'd say even to kind of go along with that, the Young Professionals Council, we actually have a lunch on Monday the 13th at noon. I wish I could remember where I decided we were going to have lunch to network right off the top of my head. But you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. I've got that information posted for you to sign up. And Young Professionals, everyone's young, in my opinion. So whether you are 20 or 50, we would love to have you come and join us. We're looking for people who want to get together, network, have some of that professional development opportunities. And then we're looking to having our next Young Professionals Council half-day professional development summit, and probably in late April again, like we've had historically. And so we're just looking forward to getting that group of people who either want to come together and network, or maybe they want to work on policy action, or whatever that case might be that kind of gets that fire underneath them to help make our community better for them as well.
All right. Well, I'm glad you all brought both of those things up. But yeah, Killian, particularly regarding the surveys, again, part of what we do consider our mission to help support, protect, promote, and advance, the economy and businesses in our economy. But part of that is figuring out, what's the status of our economy and what do businesses need to be successful. And so, yeah, reaching out to ascertain that, that's part of what we do. Well, hey, everybody. It looks like we are coming to the top of the hour. It's been great. I hope you've had a good time. I will be back with you tomorrow, and I'll be back with you on Friday. So for as it is, I hope everybody has a great noontide, just a great noontide, a great rest of your day, and we'll be back with you at KFAR.
Woo!
News and conversation. KFAR 660 AM Fairbanks. K248 DK 97.5 FM Fairbanks. The heartbeat of Alaska.
Two debates in one. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Immigration emerging as a key hurdle to President Biden's pitch for more foreign aid. The White House says the president is ready for a serious conversation about immigration reform, but that action is needed now.
Republicans in the House and Senate are pressing for stronger immigration.